Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown. This is Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is Dave LeFebvre. And Dave, you know, one of the things is we know we're getting ready for the tour season is that when you start in January, you guys are on the road a lot and you're doing a lot of things with the fishing business. But, you know, during the off season, you're still fishing some, but it's really about sponsor obligations and really trying to drum up new business and getting people to understand what you do, isn't it?
Yeah, it pretty much is. You know, I've been so fortunate to have, been home about 4 weeks now, and I got my boat early this year. Last year I got it, had to pick it up down in Florida, so I got the boat, which is the big thing. Got it in the garage, got the garage heated, got all my baits coming in, everything's ready, and I'm ready to go, actually. Right now I'm just studying maps, and as far as tackle and everything, I'm fired up and ready to head down south.
Well, you know, sponsor obligations, and what people don't understand as a pro angler, you know, a lot of time consumed at boat shows, you know, it's doing seminars, a lot of that kind of thing. But then you also have to try to get with new companies maybe, or companies that you've been involved with, trying to raise the bar a little bit. And I'm sure that's been no exception for you this year.
You know, I've been blessed, and believe me, I'm thankful that the way things worked out, I'm new into the ball game here. And, you know, I've been fortunate to get the sponsors that I really, really wanted, and the things that I've always used. So really, I'm not seeking out new sponsors, getting a few offers, but I'm thinking along the lines of loyalty and thinking in the future and sticking with what I got right now. Added a few things that I'm excited about, really, you know, with the fact of, you know, we only have a few weeks, so there's really not a lot of time to make changes. But I did go to a new line company, and boy, I'll tell you what, it's so exciting. I can't even put it into words. I'm just, you know, I'm looking at something here that I don't think is just going to be a new line, but it's going to be something that revolutionary in the sport. And I'm just so excited to be, you know, a pioneer of this and get out there and try it on the tour. And, boy, I'm so excited. I'm pacing the floor right now talking to you about it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that line company. I mean, you know, there's been a lot of new line companies that have come out. And, you know, when you think of this thing, is there something special that makes this different? I mean, what's the deal?
Well, I'm not a rocket scientist by any means, and, you know, I've been meeting with this company a couple times. The company is called Gamma Technologies, and they're down in Pittsburgh, which is 2 hours from my house, and I'd never even heard of them. So, you know, I was contacted by them in the fall right before the Everstart Championship and didn't really know much about them, you know. They started out in the fly fishing industry and kind of took over in that area. So I decided to call some buddies that were into it. And, you know, the two guys that I called both use it. The line is actually called Frog Hair on the fly fishing end. You know, I'm like, why didn't you guys tell me about this stuff? You know, if it's so good, you know, why wasn't I ever told? And, you know, the reason is because it was just tippets and, you know, fly leaders and different things like that. You know, little tiny spools, fly stuff, you know, sissy stuff, I guess, what you would call it. But, you know, they're coming out with a bass that, you know, I guess it was just so popular that they decided to come out with it in the general fishing market and try to get involved in the bass fishing a little bit. And I guess that's where I come in. And it's as far as, you know, your question about how it's, what's so much better about it, there's obviously a lot of technical things, but the two main things are with fluorocarbon. You have the main problem is the shock resistance and the way that it performs off the reel. You know, you always have a problem with coils with fluorocarbon. A lot of guys are not making the switch 100% because of that. Or like me, the problem is with flipping. You have to go up in size to get that shock resistance. You know, where you set the hook on a real short line, like a snap hook set. You know, I was having a lot of trouble breaking it. And Gamma Tech has come up with a irradiation process that they've been doing for 27, 30 years that they've just applied to this fluorocarbon. And like I said, I'm not a rocket scientist, but I'm not sure exactly how it works. But what it does is it adds a little tiny bit of stretch, an undetectable amount. I mean, I can't tell, but it's there. And it's just enough to make it where that shock resistance is better than any other line out there.
Well, you know, you look at fluorocarbon, and I think one of the things that, you know, everybody's so excited about is the feel. And now if you can make it a little bit more supple, it's going to be a lot better for the angler to be able to, you know, not only to flip it and do the things that are known for fluorocarbon, but you ought to be able to cast it as well.
Right. I can't explain it. If you were to go from mono to fluorocarbon, you're going to notice a big difference. I mean, there's no question about it. And to sit here and say that if you go from regular mono, say trilene, for instance, and move right up to gamma line, gamma fluorocarbon, you're still going to know that you're making a change. It's still fluorocarbon. But on the other hand, if you go from, say, you've been using fluorocarbon cigar, for instance, it's one of the best ones out there, and triple fish is another one. But if you go from one of them to this gamma, you'll actually feel like you're going back to mono. That's how different it is.
Well, now they're a company that I remember right, also were involved in tennis and really made strings for tennis rackets and that kind of stuff. So a long and storied history, but now they're going to get in the bass fishing business. And, you know, I can remember we kind of kid back and forth, you and I, and you kind of kidded me a little bit earlier about the fly fishing sissies, you know, and I give them a hard time all the time, you know, if they get out of that fly fishing business, you know, and get into the real sport like bass fishing. That's what we always say here. But it's amazing to me, you know, there's a lot of similarities. I mean, with fly fishing and bass fishing, and it really just means cutting up and giving them a hard time, but in reality there's a lot of similarities between products.
Yeah, there definitely is. I mean, the main thing is they don't make, in fly fishing, they don't really make the lines long enough to put on to conventional reels, and that's basically the main thing. You know, another important thing in fly fishing that I'm learning is that they use a lot of knots to tie leaders together, you know, which is similar in the fact that, you know, a lot of us now, and I give Kelly Jordan credit for this. He helped me out, you know, showed me how to tie a good knot from braided line right straight to fluorocarbon. So you're getting all the advantages right there. So the knots connecting the lines is another thing that's common between fly fishermen and bass fishermen. And that's another thing that, you know, we've distributed this line out to several of the top pros who are getting ready to put it into use down here in Florida. And they're trying it with this leader, tying it straight to Power Pro or whatever, and having good results. And, you know, that's a tough combination when you combine, fluorocarbon with some kind of wire line. They're not made to go together, but this stuff seems to be working really well for them.
Well, I know, you know, you're a guy, and you mentioned loyalty and the fact that, you know, you stay with the same companies that you believe in. And you know, for you to make a change like this, it has to be something special, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. And, you know, we're kind of, excuse the terminology, but anal up here in my neck of the woods as far as, like, being around Lake Erie fish and, you know, with the zebra mussels in the water clearing and all that. So, you know, that's another thing about fluorocarbon. We're very picky. There's a lot of the best fishermen that live around Lake Erie and dominate all the tournaments are all real picky about getting the smallest line, the clearest line, you know, and the strongest at the same time. So, obviously we have quite a few of those guys going to be using the line. And it's just so exciting. I can't wait to see. We're still in such the new stages of it. I don't really know exactly what's going to happen, but we're excited to get the feedback from the Lake Erie fishermen.
Well, you know, typically, Dave, you and I talk about techniques and everything else. You know, we kind of started down the path of talking about, you know, getting ready for the tour, but it sounds to me like you've got a new product that maybe hit this market pretty strong.
Well, it's exciting because anytime you can put a little thing in your favor, that's what it's about in this game to me. You know, I'm a rookie, basically. This will be my third year, so I guess I'm not anymore, but I'm still new at it. And I'm finding more and more every year that what most of them guys are saying down there is true. You know, there's not much that separates the top 100 guys in the world. You know, and putting these little tiny things, just one thing at a time, together, really multiplies, and it makes a huge difference at the end of the year.
Well, you know, Dave, I'm looking forward to seeing your season start and seeing you in the rankings and seeing what you're doing there in the FLW Tour. Thanks for being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Thanks a lot, Terry. Glad to be here.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.